What you doing? I'm DC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Fabricant 100 by Daisuke Inoshima, Chapter 7, Reflecting Mirror. This chapter came out on January 29th, 2023, and is the typical 19 pages long. This picks right back up with the Fabricant, Roxy, on stage singing, and apparently Roxy's song is supposed to lure listeners to heaven, which means suicide, because then we see some guy that was watching her jump off a building. So it really is just acting like a siren. But then Roxy makes a comment like, ugh, why couldn't you have done it in like a cleaner method? He does it like in an alley while she's like right there. I wonder if there's a reason for that. Also, you see Roxy talking somewhere in this alley. Didn't you realize that at first anyways? Just assumed it was fan, but there's a reason for it, which I just now realized. Maybe I should have went back and looked at it now that I know what happens. But now we do know Roxy's definitely doing this on purpose, but why? It tells why really quickly, actually. So, of course, Ashibi's mission is to go and kill, supposedly to kill this fabricant. But the tickets to get in are really expensive because, like, only superior parts would be able to afford going to them. But, all right, not all rich people are going to be superior. But then again, you know, collect a whole bunch of them together, at least there'd be a few of them to take. But now I'm curious about how the singing power manipulation works, if it affects everyone, or if she's able to like target specific people, or it's just so happens someone out of the crowd's going to kill us. I don't know. It doesn't get into details of how it works yet. But I guess a little spoiler for the very end. It doesn't really conclude this fight, which is weird since we're used to, you know, 100 being able to beat him right away. So Ashibi has to figure out how to take care of this fabricant. His blood trick's not going to work, so he's going to have to sneak in the theater. Turns out there's a child actor that's dead. Again, they never explain what that means, why there's another kid actor that's died in this production. But hey, Ashibi's going to be the actor. I mean, he's tiny. He's seen the show before. He knows how to do it. And then you think he will go into like him really infiltrating and, you know, maybe talking to someone to get the part, anything in between. Nope. He's like, I'm going to go in. Immediately goes in and explains, because of this show, it opens up with her singing before the curtains open, and that's going to be a time attack. And Hunter immediately goes in and tries to attack, but suddenly Roxy's gone. There is no in between. He's like, this is the plan. Okay, now we're attacking. There's a page limit, but really that fast? I feel like there could have been a little bit in between, and then like there's a few pages at the end that they could have just taken away and started with the next chapter, and I feel like they're going to start with it anyways, but the way they end it is kind of cool. I wish there just would have been more pages. But yeah, Roxy's gone, but then Hunter immediately realizes, oh, it wasn't Roxy that moved out of the way. There was someone else that got her out of the way. Turns out, she's saved by a fabricant. Also, Roxy's not the fabricant, and not the one singing. Turns out there was another fabricant this whole time that Roxy was actually working with, and I had my suspicions like Roxy might not be human, but for some reason I didn't think, oh, she'll also be working with a fabricant. I thought she might have just been a bad person, or just didn't know what was doing, even though the beginning pretty much told me she was doing this on purpose. But yeah, Roxy's not a fabricant, she's working with a fabricant. Apparently, just like Ashibi, she made a deal with this fabricant to use its voice singing so that she can be on stage. That way, and in exchange, she'll give the fabricant her body when she becomes an adult. Which, okay, I thought she was just already adult. Apparently still a child somehow. But also, if she's going to get in when she's an adult anyways, okay. But that's such a short-term thing. She must mostly already be an adult. This plan just seems so flawed. I don't know, like, really, like, this short-lived fame, I Okay. And just to be, I guess, also a child actor, which maybe that's what the child actor has to do. Maybe that's why they ended up dead, because Roxy's also still a kid and she doesn't want other kid actors. Weird. Okay. Yeah. Such a short-lived plan. Why? Huh. At least, you know, Ishibi's is for revenge, but it's like, really, you just want to be famous for a little bit? I don't know. Maybe, and maybe she'll live on anyways, or maybe she feels like she'll live on through the fabricant when the fabricant takes her parts, which I guess would just be looks, since she's not the one actually singing. The whole big twist is the real reason Ishibi was there was maybe also to kill the fabricant, but was really to show what happens when Tima up with the fabricant can do. It can corrupt him just like it kind of corrupted Roxy, even though she may have already been corrupted. But yeah, it's just, it was all a trick on Ishibi's part, because, and I was suspicious too, because it's like, okay, if they know this fabricant, why have they not taken care of it before? And it's like, oh, maybe it's just so strong, nobody else can take care of it, they're just giving it 100, or maybe it was all a test and they're working together. But no, obviously this one's bad. I don't know, maybe Roxy's also manipulating the fabricant and it's not the other way around. There's so many questions, but we don't really get the answer, because it just ends with the curtains beginning to open. I actually feel like this curtain opening is really good, like, symbolic kind of scene for, like, oh, this is where the story's really starting to take off. The big reveal to Ishibi, all this stuff. There's a lot of symbolizing with these curtains opening that I think is really cool. I also want to mention the title of the chapter, which I mean to do usually, I just keep forgetting, but Reflecting Mirror definitely is referring to the twist of, like, oh, the Ishibi in 100's case is like reflected back to him, as like how Roxy and this so far unnumbered fabricant is. So yeah, good mirror, a nice reflection of him. How this reflection is going to be, is it going to be one of those weird twisted mirrors? Maybe is it actually his reflection? I don't know, there's a lot to speculate on. I'm looking forward to see what's going on. I feel like there's still more to the story. It can't simply just be, oh, we came and fought, this is what's going on, because why would this group let this keep happening if there wasn't some other alternative motive going on with it? I don't know, but I'm looking forward to see where it was. I really liked this chapter. It was quick. I really didn't like how rushed it was, but it was really cool. And I'm looking forward to where it's going to go, because, like I said this, I think the past chapter 2, it's really starting to take off. It's really starting to develop into something. I still feel like it might be a quick series, but hey, it might end up being a good one. Some really cool stuff's going to happen. But let me know what you think. Leave comments if you want. You know, you can also find me on social media, so talk to me there, everywhere, The AC Stories. You can email theacstories@gmail.com. I also have a Discord. You can come join that. Be part of the little community. Talk about anime, manga, this, that, whatever. But yeah, hey, if you like what I have to say, go ahead and like. If you want to keep up more with, you know, this, go ahead and subscribe. But yeah, that's it for this chapter of Fabricant 100. Thank you so much. Until next time, I'm the AC. Bye.